With great delight, with great comfort, we enter into the presence of our precious Abba to bow before you and to thank you for all things. As we consider all that you have done for the house of Israel, you have broken shackles, brought us through the very torrid trials and the pace of this life to bring us to a place that we can be at shalom and quiet from the fears and trepidations and the things of this life, that we can truly trust you and obey you and seek out the purpose of our Abba with great diligence. We do it with great delight that our love will pursue with great effort what you command and instruct Israel to obey. As we live in a generation and a time whereby man is given over unto every kind of vile delusion that caused him to separate from the truth of your Torah. The mind of man is rebellious. It rejects, tries to transform the living truth of the Torah into a carnal, fleshly philosophy that justifies every kind of vile, corrupt deed that is perpetrated and done by the will of the flesh. He rejects sound teachings, sound doctrine that exposes every kind of corrupt and corrupt intent in his heart. He resists judgment. There is no justice because there is no righteous Torah. So he deals in a world of false illusions and falsehood, malice, gossiping, busybody, lying and deceit, slandering, accusing. Because he has the mind of his daddy, Shaitan. He goes about as a roaring lion, and he seeks those that are unstable and that are not stable, that do not possess the character and the strength of the righteous Torah of Yahweh written in the love, the inward part, and that their lives are consumed by that. And so as we gather in this tabernacle, the dayats of Yahweh, we bind every vile spirit of hell, the Jezebel spirit, what of lying and deceit and slander. I curse it in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. The vile thing, the busybody among your people, the rumors, the spreading, I curse it. The heart of deceit, the mind that is given to every kind of vile and righteous deed and act. We ought to be loving you and praying, as scripture says. As we bless you this Shabbat, our precious brothers and sisters that join with us on this live broadcast via the live stream on the internet, brothers like Brother Nathan as he pulls the live stream and broadcast it, that others may hear, understand, and know what is expected of our above. So we ask you to bless everyone today, the listeners, those that send the offerings and the gifts. There are many your way. And if I call one name out, I want to call all other names, but you know who they are. Our precious brothers and sisters that are gathered today with us. Those that have been faithful in their labor, in their gifts of love and their kindness, that this message may be heard by the house of Yisrael and only Yisrael. So we pray for them. Help us today. Enable us by the revelation, the power of your truth becoming real, vibrant with substance of fruit bearing from our lives, that it may be real to us today, Yahweh, that the understanding of the living words may bring the life and the power of excitement of our precious Abba. We thank you for that, and we bless you. We collectively pray for the shalom of Jerusalem, for you declare in your word that you will prosper them that bless Jerusalem. So the house of Yisrael, we ask your blessing upon it, the true seed, the chosen, the true elect, those that are delivered, those that love truth and walk in truth. We ask you to do it in Yahshua's mighty name. For in the power of that name, we find the promises and the hope of our Abba. So help us all today. We pray for our enemies, the deceivers, that speak against us and lie against us. We bless you for that, Yahweh. We thank you. And we are made richer because of that. Anoint your man servant that he may speak with clarity, forthright, without anything hindering him, the minds of the people collectively here, that they may be attentive. Listen. Give their mind over unto you for the space of this time, that they may grow with great fervor of love for you, Yahweh. And a great desire above all things to please you. We ask your blessings, your anointing upon this fellowship today, and all those that fellowship in many parts of this nation, other parts of the world whereby the Shabbat has passed. Bless them all, I pray. We ask all things by the promise and the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, we bless you and we praise you, Abba. And all the people of Yahweh cried, Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, way.
Come on, you can do better than that. Lift your hands.
Hallelujah,
lift your voices unto the Shemayah. Bless Yahweh for all that he has done. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah,
way.
Hallelujah.
For your hand is mighty. Your word is everlasting, Yahweh. I pray that you would give me and everyone that hears the words of this truth today, that you will grant us your mercies, that we will know what you command us and instructs us to do. I pray you help us all, for we are a people that's in need of help. We know that you are very present help in the time of great troubles. We are in that time of troubles. The mind is perplexed. The heart is torn between loving you and the world. And it ought not to be your way. We should surrender all unto you. That is our entire being. For the purpose of a kingdom exaltation. And that your righteous Torah and ways, statutes, ordinances may be exemplified. And men may see in our lives that we are truly the sons of Yahweh. So we pray you help us all today that we will understand without any impediments. Anoint our ears that we may hear, and our eyes that we may see, perceive, and understand what the purpose of our Abba is. We ask that blessing upon this assembly and all those that hear. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we bless you. And all the people of Yahweh cried, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Look to your neighbor and tell them, Shalom Aleichem. Yahweh be with you today. You may be seated. What a great time. What a wonderful time. Especially to have the understanding of the purpose and the will of Yahweh in a man's heart, that he may know and he will be without any kind of excuse at all. There's one thing that you can never have the justice of Yahweh until you understand the Torah, the law, what he requires, what he commands of us, and what he instructs us in. If we do not have an understanding of that, then we cannot understand the very intricate. And that is the fine things of Yahweh. And our lives will never be refined, whereby the purpose and the will of Yahweh will be served. We are no more our own. We do not belong to the will of the flesh. Our desire is not what we desire. It is what he has commanded us and instructed us in to obey and to be faithful in that pursuit. This is a generation, and I use that expression often. It is a generation, as the old people would say, they have gone to the dogs. And I will give you great clarity on that as I proceed in this message. But I want to read something. This is an article out of a newspaper. I want to quote what it says verbatimly, and I will let you know what I add, just a scintillation of definition to a word that you may know. It says this. I want you to hear this. And the reason why I want to read this first is because you will see a nation and a people of the spirit of a dog. And I will show you in scripture. That is why the rappers and the music world, that's why the bow wows and the dogs and the expression of other expressions are used today. Because Shaitan, he knows and he understands what spirit that he has put in the heart of those that resist the Torah, Yahweh's truth. I want to read this. I want you to keenly hear this, please. It says, STDs running rapidly in retirement community. Listen. Quote, doctors said sexually transmitted diseases among senior citizens are running rapidly at a popular Central Florida retirement community, according to a local Six News report. A gynecologist at the village community near Orlando, Florida, said she treats more cases of herpes and human papillomia, and that is a benign type of a tumor or wart that grows on the people. Quote, viruses in the community more than she treated in the city of Miami. Yeah. They are very shocked to hear the diagnosis, gynecologist Dr. Colleen McQuarty said. I had a patient in her 80s. More and more senior citizens are ending up in the gynecologist's office, and their diagnosis is a sexual transmitted disease, Local 6 reporter Vanessa Medina said. Local 6 featured Louis Franklin, who used to date in the community at least 3 times a week. Quote, I have had a better dating life since I have been here than I have ever had, Franklin said. I know that there are things going around. A doctor, Blaine Viaga, a lack of sexual education and no risk for pregnancy for the spike in sexual transmitted diseases at the village. All I can repeat are the things I have heard, which are things like, quote now, should I bring the little blue pill over tonight, unquote, single community leader, president of the group said. This is the mindset of a generation that has no laws of restraint which the Torah teaches. Now that is a true identity of what scripture calls a dog. Now I want to express something to you. As I began, and I am a person that if I do not understand the definition or the meaning of something, I will not bypass it. I want to understand the legitimacy of that quote or that word in the statement to give me a full understanding of what the message is of that paragraph or article, what it is trying to convey unto me. And if you look up the word whereby it is very popular today, a woman or a man, going outside the paradigm of marriage. Now we are supposed to be married unto Yahweh. We are the bride or the bridegroom. And so our commitment and our faithfulness should and ought to be unto Yahweh. It should not be unto the carnal aspiration, but it should be unto Yahweh. Now I read this to show you, now this is the mindset of those that ought to be teaching the young women how they should carry themselves, how to dress, how to present themselves as a lively daughter of Zion, and they teach them to be Jezebels, and teach them to perform the deeds and the acts of a dog. Now that's what these old Jezebels are. I looked at the community, It is not something that you find in the hood, all right? Very plush. The people ride around on their golf carts. It is centrally located on the golf course. They're concerned about their tans and their physical state. But this is the thing that is running rapidly in this nation and around the world. It is much more prominent here than any other nation upon the face of the earth. They have been given over as this nation unto the power of sorcery. Hollywood has bewitched the minds of the elderly ones. They spend hours consumed with these false illusions that the powers that be impart their spirit into their minds. And they're led by this corruption in this nation that is so vile and so corrupt. It is one of the most evil and seductive nations upon the face of the earth. They have taken your sons and your daughters and they are raising them. They have removed the spirit of life from them and empowered them with a spirit of death. Their words are full of death. The expression is full of death. And there is no power of the life of the Torah. The instructions of Yahweh vivid in their lives. And it is a microcosm of what things are transpiring in the spiritual realm because the old heads are fools and they don't know Yahweh. They're full of lust and sin. The mothers have turned their hearts away from truth and instructions. The men today, they have become so effeminate and weak. They cannot instruct their homes in the power and the life of Torah. The wise run rapidly. They carry on. I will read the definition of this word, all right? I looked it up. And I don't like to express it, but I will tell you what it means. It says, bitch. I know in the vernacular of the English grammar, it is a very vile thing. We express it. But it tells you it is a woman that is overbearing. It is a carnivorous beast. It is one that is overbearing in her approach. She has no control. She's a very mischievous woman. She's full of malice. She's full of slander and lies and corruption. That is what a beast is. And we will understand as I teach us today. It is one thing in the canine kingdom. A male dog can approach a female dog, they will never fight. But two bitches approaching each other, they will viciously fight one another. Sure they will. And that is the spirit of this generation. And the women today, they are just that way. They continuously fight and fight and carry on about simple trivial things because they're immature. You elderly sisters have not taught them. And they're full of foolishness. And the men, they are so effeminately weak. They do not have the strength nor the character of Yahweh. For His Torah is not prominent in the homes. They will not take the rightful place like they ought to. They do not stand up for righteousness and what Torah teaches. They will not abide in the place to bring the power and the character of strength in the homes. They will not adhere to the statutes of the covenant that Yahweh has wrought with the people that He has selected and called out to be His chosen bride. And so they're given over unto this effeminate nature. It is worse than the nature of the woman today. And that is the truth. Yahweh calls them, as Scripture tells us. It gives us a great analogous of that spirit, how you will know it, and how it will operate. And I want to show you what scripture says. So these rappers out here that are singing, they are not singing from some misnomer. It is not a misnorm. They are singing what is actually permeating in the land. The spirit that rules in the land. They are identifying the women that way because that is the power that rules today. Because the man is so effeminately weak. He has given his rule over unto that effeminate spirit. And his children today, they rule over him. And he has no strength, character of Yahweh to stand up for what's right. He will not cause his house to be filled with the truth of Torah. Now, I'm not speaking to draw the applause. I will show you what scripture says. We're living in such a time that is so deceitful. If it's possible, those that have been called and elected, they will be deceived. There is such a spirit of bewitching in the land today. Men and women cannot discern what's right, what's wrong. They don't know a lie. They do not know a slanderous spirit. They do not know a gossiping, unclean spirit. They cannot discern anything today. We can't call what's wrong because we are so involved in what's wrong. We don't know how to speak the justice of Yahweh. Our minds are so inundated with such vile, foul, and unclean things. We are intimidated and afraid to say what is wrong because we are culprits of what is wrong ourselves. It ought not to be. That is why Yahweh will send the prophets to warn that Jezebel of her conditions. And they were not out raping and sleeping with women like that pervert down there in Walterboro, South Carolina, R.G. Stair. They were not doing that. They were men with impeccable character. They were men that had the oracles of Yahweh. They were men that would not defy the Torah of Yahweh to appease a people that were wicked. They were scarlet, they were abominable, and they were filthy. And they were not capitulate. That they would draw some attention to them, that men would be pleased with them. They were not. And the reason we cannot speak forcefully today is because we have allowed ourselves to become drowned in such corruption and filthiness. And you vow, that's why you women, your mouths are filthy because your heart is filthy. You vow because you are vile. You men are effeminate and weak because you will not take the rightful place that Yahweh intends for you to take. You will not stand in the gap with the sword of the Ruah and declare what scripture says. You will not do that. And so we find a generation and a people that is given over unto that dog spirit. It is a people just like bow wows and dogs. It is a beastly people today. Let me show you what scripture says. I want to read this verse. I want to read scripture. Yahweh identifies his people in Yeshaya, Isaiah 30 verse 9. He said, first of all, that this is a rebellious people. We know that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And when one is rebellious, their mind is given over unto that spirit of deception and witchcraft. That's why Yahweh never suffered a witch to live. And every witch will die. We may not see it in the physical sense, but spiritually they die. I will show you in scripture. He said, first of all, this is a rebellious people. When Yahweh speaks to your heart to tell you what's in you, you rebel against that. You rebel against what he says because you will conform to your own deceit and your imagination. You will do what seems right to you, but you will not do what Yahweh commands you to do. He identifies a people that's rebellious. They're given over to witchcraft. The witchcraft spirit dominates in their lives. It is the power of their tell lies that control their thinking, their thought process, and everything about them today is controlled by a power of bewitching. That's why it's known as Hollywood, because it is a spirit of bewitching that emanates from Hollywood. There is no spirit of truth that comes out of Hollywood. I recall 25 years ago, Evangelist Hartsfield said to me, he said, "Brother Roberts, what kind of mindset does it take for a person to stand before a camera and lie the way they do from Hollywood? They are liars, they're deceivers, they are slanderers, they are perverts, and they operate out of a mind of depravity." So this is a rebellious people. It is a people that operate in a witchcraft spirit. It is a people that perform things of illusions. Even in their own imagination, you imagine things that are so far from reality, so removed from what is actual, what is truth. And what is the reality of Yahweh? He identifies the first thing that is going to bring his judgment upon a house. First of all, they are rebellious people. What are the next two words? What kind of children? Lying. They are liars. They are deceivers. They are slanderers. They are busybodies. They are gossipers. They are in everyone's affair but their own affair. They are rebellious and they are liars. We know that Satan was a liar from the beginning. And he is the father of all lies. Hamashiach said that you are of your father, the devil. For he abode not in truth. He was a liar from the beginning. And he still abides in lies. Now that's this generation. That's the mindset. That is what their televisions give them today. Nothing but a plethora of lies. Their minds are bombarded daily. Their conscience is bombarded. What they see is bombarded with lies and actions that are so vile, so evil, and so corrupt. Now you wonder why these old biddies and these old fools are the way they are. Because it is what they have been given over unto. You wonder why the generation of those that have come after them are such foolish people. They have such a dog spirit because they operate in the same kind of a spirit. Yahweh has called us to be at liberty in the direction of the Torah. We have a liberty. We are not bound. We are not shackled. We obey what Torah teaches us. We have a great liberty. We understand the Torah, the justice of Yahweh. We will not go beyond the boundaries of what He commands us. We'll walk in the light of Torah, His teachings. They will guide our feet, our path. We will obey that. You understand why the STDs are taking place? Because they have defied the law of sanctity of marriage with Yahweh. They have defied the law of the natural biological death of a man's body and a woman's body. They began to become, they grow older, the body dies. That is Yahweh's sign to let them know to prepare for the ultimate, because the demise or the end of all flesh is going to end. And what man has done, because he is so bewitched, he has defied, because this whore, this Holly Jezebel, has taught him that he can go beyond the laws of Yahweh. No one is old. That is absurd. It is a damnable lie. It is foolish. You get old. The scripture tells us of those when they were old. So you get old. And what Hollywood has done, what this bewitching power has done, it has told the old ones, you are not old. You look as good as some 25-year-old body, old foolish man, and your foolish old woman. Your body does not look like a 25-year-old's body. You foolish old man, you do not have the testosterone of a 25-year-old man. And so Hollywood has bewitched their minds because they're full of rebelliousness against Yahweh. They love lies. They're lying children. Your action, your ways teach your children actually how to perform. You wonder why they lie to you? Because you are a liar. You wonder why they are full of deception and full of the dirty tricks? Because you're full of that. He said they're lying children. And children that will not hear the Torah of Yahweh. They will not hear the law. They will not hear the teaching of Yahweh. That's why there is no justice. Without Torah or law stipulations, you can never have justice. Because you do not know what you have transgressed. How do you know you've gone beyond the Torah or the law if you don't know what the law says? Yahweh went to an extreme that he would write it in the Lev and in the inward parts of Israel. He did not write it in the minds of the heathens, only Israel. Only Israel. And because they are bewitched, they're rebellious. They love lies. They love to lie. And they have rejected the Torah. They have despised the Torah that Yahweh has given them over unto the four judgments. And that one judgment is the nauseums, or the vile and evil beast. And it is a beast spirit upon this nation today. It's a beast attitude upon the world. And I will show you in scripture. I was reading a 10-year-old girl. She's pregnant. And the lad that impregnated her, he's 22 years old. Now what does a 10-year-old possess that will be attractive to supposedly a man? The 10-year-olds do not look like the 10-year-olds when I was growing up. They have saturated your food with all kinds of drugs and hormones. The 15-year-old girls do not look like the 15-year-old girls when I was growing up. They were still in their puberty. They were not even developing certain anatomy. There were things that were not outwardly expressed when I was growing up. And because we are such a wicked knucklehead people, we will not hear the instructions of Yahweh. We allow our bellies to guide us in everything. That's what guides us. Not Torah. Not the teachings of Yahweh. Not His statutes. Not His ordinance. His ordinance gives us limitations on everything we do. We don't want to hear that. Our bellies guide us with greed and lust. It cannot be satisfied. You can never control that belly until you get the law of the Torah of Yahweh abiding in you. You will never have any kind of restraint. You will do the same thing over and over and over. And that's what a fool does, because it is the power of a dog. I fed the dogs yesterday. And I fed them probably, I would say, 5 pounds of meat apiece, chicken. Now, they probably could have eaten 20 pounds. It's a beast. That's what we eat, trash and folly and rebelliousness continuously. You rebel today. Now, I'm using that analogy to show us the state of a people that's rebellious, that love lies, and they will not walk in the Torah of Yahweh. Sister Robert comes about 15 minutes later. Said, I have this extra meat. Can I feed it to the dogs? Well, I knew they had just eaten. She throws the meat out there. And they become very vicious one with the other. For that last piece of meat. Now what has that to do with us? This is a generation that is so in tune with everything that is vile and corrupt. Their ears will not gravitate when it comes to Yahweh's instructions to correct them. But something that is vile, sadistic, and evil, they will give their full attention, undivided attention to that. Because they love lying. I lay that out to show you something when I culminate this message in the end. Yahweh is going to identify every one of you. Either you're found here, or you better get your heart right, And the only way you're going to get it right is by hearing what Torah teaches us and understanding what Torah commands and what Yahweh commands of his house. It is either we're going to do it, or you better find you some hellish hole to hide yourself in. Because woe unto them. You reject his Torah, his teaching, woe unto you. Scripture says in Mishlei, Proverbs 26:11. What a true statement. Mishlei 26:11. As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. Now I want to identify with definition what Scripture talks about when it talks about dogs and a dog. It is one that is contempt. You're never contempt. You never show your contempt when someone speaks to you. It is someone that is abased and one that sacrifices unto pagan deities. Well, I would never do that, preacher. And yet the God of our belly is a pagan entity. It has enmity against the Torah, against Yahweh. It is not subject to the Torah. And it cannot indeed be. The mitzvahs of Yahweh tells us not to commit adultery. And yet we find in this article that I wrote that these are people forming their little perverted sexual activities in their social clubs and their social events. They go out to the golf course, they play a round of golf, they go sit in the sun on the beach or on the waterfront, and then they gather with their gossiping and their lies and say, well, we're going to gather tonight. And they began to perform their pagan rituals and worship of the sexual orgies. That's what it is. And that's why the young minds today are given over unto this vile delusion. There was an article in the paper that in the school, in the classroom, a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old, they were performing some devious act in the back of the class. Students use their telephones to record it, and they transmitted it to others and teachers and even to their parents, and they both were participants in that. When that dog gets in heat out there, it makes no difference who's watching. It makes no difference. If there is a beast in heat, when that dog or that male is in heat, it makes no difference who is watching. They will perform that act. Now that's the way this nation is. And so these things are taken, that's normal. I know it is. That's the mindset today. These things happen by the thousands in the schools. In their liberal mindset, you don't realize what is taking place. And so the school tried to quash that or silence it, but everybody knew it. Well, why are they like that? Because we can see with these old fools as a dog. Is that a literal analogous? That metaphor, does it apply to a human? That is who he's talking about. And I will show us in Scripture. As a dog returns to his vomit. You hear that? Now he equates a dog with a fool, a simpleton, a foolish person, one that is without the direction of Yahweh, one that cannot adhere to Torah, one that will not obey the Torah of Yahweh, one that is full of arrogance, one that is haughty, one that is prideful. As a dog returns to his vomit, so does a fool return to his foolish, simple ways of folly. He goes right back to the same things every time. You that gossip, you go back to that all the time, just like a dog returning to his vomit. You that slander and lie, just like what Scripture says. You that are busy in other men's affairs, that is what it equates to. As a dog returns to his own vomit, so does a fool return to his folly. When a man rejects Torah, when he rejects the instructions of Yahweh, he goes right back to what he came out of. I want to say this to you all. Whether you agree with me or accept it or not, when one rejects Torah, I don't care if it's been your mother, your son, your daughter, it means nothing at all. When they reject Torah, they will go back just like a dog to his vomit. And they will go back to their same follies and their foolishness, their sinful ways, and their corrupt activities. They go back just like a dog to the vomit that Yahweh purged out of them and cleansed them from, just like he did with Israel. They go back to puke, a stench. So as a dog goes back to his own vomit, and I've watched dogs do that many times. I watch these dogs regurgitated. Why? Because they gorge themselves. If they can't hold it all down, you will watch them regurgitated up. And they will fight the other dog to keep that one from getting the vomit that came out of its mouth. And not only will the one that regurgitated eat it, but if he leave it alone, the one that did not do it will eat it as well. And that's the mindset of this generation. We take vomit. We regurgitate it from the filth of our own bellies. And vomit is a disorder in our inward parts, isn't it? That there's something there that has caused the anatomy or the function of the body to function erratically. It doesn't function in the radical in the way that it should. And so when you vomit, it always stinks, doesn't it? And everything that comes out of the issue of one stinking, vile heart, it is always putrefied. Any time, if you want to smell some puke, the next time the dogs puke, I will leave it and let you come and sniff it. You don't even have to get closer. You can smell the puke. It is one of the most distasteful things, isn't it? Who wants to puke? Who wants to regurgitate? No one wants to do that. It is one of the most despicable things to sense the odor and the vileness of that thing coming out of one's belly. And so the issue in one's heart, what one speaks, is because there's a vileness in them. There's a stench there. It's a filthiness. They are not controlled, or the Torah of Yahweh is not predominant in their minds, and their heart is given over unto any kind of God, pagan sacrifice it is. And you must sacrifice the Shaitan. You must obey him. Lies and offerings of lies and slandering, and that's what this generation is given to. Do I bring the blue pill? How about bringing the blue book on the coffee table? And let's sit down and see what Yahweh says about that. Our deeds and our actions. It is a dog generation. You ever heard the phrase or the old proverb say, this is a dog eat, dog world? You ever heard that? When I was growing up, it was constantly stated. This is a dog eat, dog world. And that's what it is. The dogs are eating the dogs. The dogs are eating the dogs. What is a dog? A man that has contempt for Yahweh. One that says, I don't have to do that. One that says, I resent that. One that despises Torah. One that rejects truth. One that will not walk in the covenant relationship that Yahweh has established with his house and his people. One that says to Yahweh, I will not be restrained by that condition. That is what an ordinance is. It restrains us from a condition that we will not be destroyed. Yahweh says, do you not understand that this will destroy you? So I give you an ordinance or a statute, and those statutes of Yahweh, they are unlimited. They are forever and ever. They do not change because of the elements or because of the mindset of man, because things are changing. What Yahweh says is eternal. What he has spoken is eternal. So as the dogs, and I will, with great purpose today, identify the dogs. And as a dog returns to his vomit, in a time you are given over unto folly, in a time you are given over unto foolish, it is the spirit of a dog. As a dog returns to his vomit, so does a fool. This thing we call Hollywood, people will spend hours there over some foolish television program. They will lie, they will be given to laughter and folly and foolishness. Whole families will sit there. And they are consumed by the power of that spirit that bewitches the minds of the people, that turned them away from Torah and a love for Yahweh. Because this is the power and the spiritual force of Shaitan and his kingdom established in the heart of man. The kingdom of Yahweh established in us by our Emunah in Yahshua HaMashiach. And Shaitan must have a way to intervene and to establish his kingdom power in the heart of man. So he uses this element. He uses this format. It bewitches. People that are bewitched by that, they cannot remove themselves away from it. They're so caught up. Their children are twisted. Their minds are seared. They cannot hear truth. They have what we call, quote, a churchality, unquote. But it's not by the way of Torah teaching and the truth of Yahweh. They have a form that they are right, but they deny what Torah teaches. They have a presence that they love some religious practice, but they do not love Yahweh. It is the power of the bewitcher. It is the spirit to bewitch. I don't care who it is, your relatives, your sons, your daughters, they have gone back or they are given over unto folly. That is the power of a dog. They resent. They have contempt for Yahweh. They defy Yahweh. They have no remorse in what they are doing. They have no conscience. Why? Because the conscience has become so seared, they cannot hear Yahweh. They're rebellious because their conscience has become so seared, they do not realize how rebellious they are. They love lying because that is all television speak, is lies and lies after lies. It is a proponent of lies. And they love it. They're given over unto it. Their minds are captivated. They are consumed by it. And no one wants to tell us as a people that this is the power of Shaitan to implement the force and the authority of his kingdom in one's heart. You practice what you see. You practice what you hear. That's why the Emunah of Yahweh come by the hearing of his truth. We practice what we hear. We walk in what we hear. And that is what Shaitan has done. He has given them this optical illusion, and they hear, and yet this illusion keep them in this satanic trance that they cannot even function properly. Their minds cannot function properly. The children, the husbands, the wives, there is no communication. There is no natural emotion toward each other because it takes all of that away. It has twisted the minds of the women to promote what they think is love. And they give them a false illusion. And we see what Hollywood and what this Jezebel calls love. That none of them abide together with each other. And yet they are the promoters of that. How can someone sleeping with every man, every woman, promote family life to you? It's a good family program. It is not a family program. I remember as a young lad, as I would watch Andy Griffin, I would say, you know, they made his lies so innocent. They made his lies great white lies. And so it catapulted or it set up this agenda by Shaitan that the great white lie is an acceptable lie. It's not an acceptable lie. And these liars in Hollywood, and that's who runs it, whether you want to agree with that or not, as they catapulted Andy Griffin to an icon in the minds of the people, we receive the lies. And I was set there as a lad, I say, why does he lie like that? And yet they were acceptable lies. They were lies that we could overlook, were they not? They were falsehoods that we would accept. We would overlook them. We would say, it's all right if Andy lies. We understand the moral of the story. There was no moral in the story. And I could never understand that as a young lad. Why is he lying like that? He lied about everything. There was no truth in the man at all. And that's what this generation has been given to. The parents, the old folks are getting old, the baby boomers. Now this community that I read about, you can only move there if you're 55 and older. So it's people that are moving from the north. They've worked in New York and different places where it's cold. And they purchase home in these communities on the golf course. Executives and people that had what we call, quote, the best jobs. And so they move there and this is what it's producing. Because they're dogs. their peace. They have no instruction. They have no restraint at all. I say this to you, brothers and sisters. You can never know justice without knowing or having a law. That is the only way someone can be justified, whether they broke the law or whether they upheld it. There must be a law. There has to be. And how can there be justice if there is no law? You must have a law in order to have justice. Without a law, you cannot be just. You cannot justify your deeds or your actions toward anyone. And Yahweh gives us laws concerning everything. Our mouths, our physical body, our hearts, our conversation. He gives us Torah concerning that. Raising your children, loving your husband, loving your wife. He gives us laws concerning everything in life. And yet this is a generation that has rejected it all. Why? Because it's a generation that is rebellious, and the people are rebellious. They love lies. They perpetuate lies. They hear lies and don't even know if it's a lie. Because they're so full of lies, they perpetuate lies. They substantiate lies. And they reject the Torah of Yahweh. A dog is one that has contempt for Torah. I don't care if it's your wife, your son, your husband, your daughter. They reject Torah. That is what Scripture calls a dog. Now let me move further. I will show you. It is one thing in the 10th chapter of the same book, Mishlei, 10 and 8. It says, a wise man or the wise in Lev will receive commandments. He'll receive the mitzvot of Yahweh. When one has a wise heart, they will receive the mitzvot. But a prating fool shall fall. Now what is a prating fool? An archaic term, but it's relevant today. But a prating fool will fall. What is a prating fool? Can I tell you what a prating fool is? It is the same spirit of a dog. You ever hear the dogs out here just howling? That's what a prating fool is. They talk long, idle talk, and there's no substance in their conversation. That's a prating fool. A prating fool. Do you all hear this? A prating fool will fall. It's not that they may fall. They're going to fall. And a prating fool loves to talk idle. They spend their time in idle talk and idle folly. You can hear those dogs howling all the way back then in the back at night. And they will howl and they will howl. And there is nothing to cause them to howl. They do that because they know they can howl. And that's what they, and that's the metaphor of a prating fool. It's just like a dog. It just howls. It howls to be heard. And the one that can raise their voice to the highest of the zenith is the one that is heard the most. And that's what a prating fool is. That is the very same nature of a dog. They will out howl each other. I will hear one howling and the other will begin to howl. And then the one that began to howl will try to out howl the other one. And I know it's just for a moment of time because I know they have nothing to howl about. And that's what a prating fool, they have nothing but idle time and idleness. Dogs just lay around during the day. A dog in the wilderness, he will lay in a hole. He will dig him a hole and lay in there for the cool of the day. And hunt at night. And that's what a prating fool is. Always looking and hunting. Those that are full of idols. As a dog returns back to his vomit, so does a fool return back to his folly. Can I make that a little clearer? As one returns back to the same nature of being a busybody, of gossiping and interjecting their thoughts into others' affairs, they return back to the same thing over and over and over and over. That's what a dog does. And that's what a fool does. A fool will never change their ways. Not a fool. What a fool does right, he is counted as being wise. They will never change their ways. And they will always have idleness of tongue. Because their mouths are froward. And look at what Kephas says. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20. He says this to us. For if after they have escaped, are made free, they're not entangled, they're not bound, the pollutions, not just pollution, the defilement, the corruption, the stench of wickedness, paganism, They that have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Master and Savior Yahshua HaMashiach. He said, and they are again entangled with the world of therein and overcome, and the world will overcome you. That is what that is saying. It's not that they overcome the world, but they are overcome. If they are again entangled, and then the world overcomes them, and the world will overcome you, and overcome, look at this now, he says, the latter end is worse than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, the Torah of Yahweh, the truth. Yahweh's righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. What is his righteousness? His instructions to us. His commands to us. What he tells us to do. We must do it with all faithfulness and obedience. He said, they had known the way of righteousness, and after they have known it, to turn from. When a man turns from, when a man turns from the kodesh mitzvahs delivered to them, you mean you turn from that? The people turn from that? Yahweh tells you to remember his name and the Shabbat. You turn away from those things? You reject what he commands you. You have escaped the defilement of the world. And he said, because you rejected truth, then you have been overcome by the world. Believe me, very few are going to enter into the kingdom. And that is the truth, whether you accept that or not. You, in your conditions, you go into the kingdom of hell. I will show you, no lie is going to even, the dogs and the lions are not even coming to the gate. They love lies, he says. They love to form their lips to make lies. They rebel because they're given over unto witchcraft. They're full of delusion. They're arrogant. They're haughty. They're simpletons. They return back to the same folly over and over and over again. They go back to the same gossip over and over and over again. The same slandering and the same lies over and over and over again. That should not be. Now, I don't care if you don't like me. It makes no difference at all. He said, you turn away from the kodesh mitzvahs delivered to them. He says, but it is happened unto them according to the true. According to the true proverb, Mishlei. The dog is turned to his own vomit again. Now, was he talking about a physical powwow? Was he talking about a human being here? He was talking about human beings. He says in the true proverb, they're dogs. And they have returned back to their own vomit. Can I say this to us? As a young lad, as a young child, even though my mother did not attend the whorehouse she would send me, we would learn the mitzvahs of Yahweh. They taught us those things. We learned that in school. We were taught certain things. They will open the scripture at times in school and read certain scriptures. The 23rd Psalm, there were things that we had to learn. And the mitzvahs, the commandments of Yahweh, was a part of that. You learned that. Our parents knew them because they were taught that. It's just like the true saying. When they reject the mitzvahs of Yahweh, the commandments, it is just like the true saying, the dog has returned back to his own vomit, and the worst of the latter end is worse than the beginning. Now, I'm saying that to say this. We look at the sons and daughters that have come out of the generation of our parents. They are worse. They are worse. They've turned their heart away from the Proverbs, the Psalms, the truth of Yahweh. They turn their heart away from the mitzvahs. They turn their heart away from the instructions and the disciplines of Yahweh. And so the latter end is worse than the beginning. And we find a generation that is in such bad shape. We find a people that have
that have no love for Yahweh. We speak a false word out of our mouths, but they're full of lies. Because we love lying. We love to lie. We love to speak slanderous things. If you don't know, you're just wicked as hell. That's why you speak wickedly. Because what is in the heart will come out. What is in you comes out. If you got truth in you, truth comes out. If you're full of lies, it's coming out. If you're full of filth, that's what's coming out. You cannot get bitter and sweet water out of the same cistern. You got cold water in the pitcher, you cannot get warm water. It's going to be cold. You got warm water in the pitcher, you cannot get hot cold water out of the pitcher. So whatever's in you, it comes out. It is the issue that flows from you, it's the stench. When a dog vomits, it is an issue that flows from the inward parts of the dog. So what comes out of you because of that dog nature, that's what comes out of you. You puke it up and you eat it right back. You puke it up and you eat it back. You throw that same puke up all the time. All for quiet. That's all right. The sword of the Ruah. Intend to run it deep as I can in your heart. He said, it is just like the true proverb. The dog is returned to his own vomit, and the sow that was washed to her home wallowing in the mire, to her own filth. So they return back to the same filthiness over and over and over again because of the spirit of a pig. When people return back, when a fool goes back to the same things over and over again, because it's a pig nature. It is an unclean thing. And we know that swine is an unclean thing. We should not even touch the carcass of a swine. So they go back to the same filth over and over. That's what it is. You can reprove them and rebuke them. You allow and you show them the cleansing power of truth, and they will go right back to it. They go back to the same filth always because a swine will always be a swine. A dog will always be a dog. You cannot change a dog. Because it's a true proverb that a dog always goes back to the same vomit. Those old folks down there are nothing but a bunch of dogs that have gone back to the old vomit. You that walk and do things that guess what Torah teaches you, you're just a dog just like them. You go back to the same old vomit all the time. You go back to the same thing. You're gossiping, you're lying ways, your busybodiness in other men affairs and other people activities. You're just like a dog. That's what it is, the nature of a dog. You can reprove for it. You can rebuke. You're just like a pig. You see yourself clean and you can't stand being clean. You go back and you find the muddiest, most filthiest place. That's what my is. The filthiest place you can find. And you wallow yourself in that. And that's what this generation is doing. That's why you mothers, you understand your children are fruity as they come. Because you go back to the same mire and the same stench all the time. You're going to see it. I'm telling you, once with your little babies, you better get your hearts clean you with your filthy, vile ways. You're going to see the same reproduction in them. A pig produced piglets. And a dog produced canines. True proverb. Dogs, they go back. And a pig, it goes back to the wallow. Goes back to the same old stench. The same stench. Always, you always hear the same stench. When one pukes, it is the same thing that comes up. I recall as a young boy that my uncle, his name was Booker T. At that time he had, all I knew was what they said to me. He had tuberculosis. And Booker T was a tall man, as I can recall him. Very charming man, quiet. As a young lad, I recall him. He didn't talk much to us. He was always sick. And there were times that I would hear him late at night. You could hear him. We didn't have an inside toilet facility. You could hear him outside the window. You could hear him just regurgitating. And they sound, they were very sickening. As a young kid, they were so sickening to me. And I would hate getting up in the morning because when you walked around the little shack we lived in, you would encounter all of this pile of this stench and this vomit with flies and everything. There was a stench. And that's what that vomit draws. It draws flies. It draws those that are filled with the same filthiness. That's what it draws. That's why you, brothers and sisters, you find the same core of those that do the same thing. You draw the same group of flies all the time because you're filthy. It makes no difference whether you all concur with me, because I must be finding you. That's what puke draws flies. Vomit will draw flies. And they lay maggots in there. And they carry the germs from one place to the other. That's what they will do. They cause flies. And the maggots produce. And they would take that filthiness somewhere else and land on something. And they pollute that. True proverbs that the dogs have returned back unto their own vomit again. And the swine that was washed, she goes back to her same wallow. And you go back over and over. You defy the Torah. You go back to your same filthy ways. Your same polluted ways. Your same twisted mentality. You tell me you love Yahweh, you are a flat out liar. Because when one repent, they're sorrowful. And you do it with great, great sorrowfulness. You will not go back and wallow in that swine filth. That's why you can never help anyone. Because you got such filthiness in you. I'm telling you, parents, you're going to get the trash out of you. You're not going to help your sons and daughters. Because it's trash in you. You don't want to hear that. You want someone that will appease you in your own wickedness, but I won't do it. You will never help them. You will never show them how to understand the light of truth. Because your life must be a walking example of what it is. And you can say what you want, you've fallen short because of your own sins. You've allowed your own wickedness to permeate in your heart. Your own rebelliousness. Your own lying ways. Your own bewitched mind. It hasn't been someone else. I want to read this in Yehoshua. You turn to Nehemiah 19. Nehemiah chapters 9 verse 26. Yahweh speaks unto Yehoshua, Yahshua. He says to him, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do all the Torah, not some of the Torah. You may observe to do all the Torah, which Moshe my servant commanded you. And this is the command that Yahweh gave to him. Turn not from it. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper in whithersoever you go. Don't turn away from the Torah. Don't be persuaded to turn away from Yahweh's truth. Don't allow circumstances to cause you to turn away from Yahweh's truth. He said, you just be strong and have courage to do what Torah teaches you, and do what Torah commands you to do, and don't turn away from what Torah says. This is a generation that turns away from Torah because of a wicked daughter, a wicked son, a polluted wife, a perverted husband. They turn away from what Torah said, and they do not prosper. Their lives are not even worth living. They're miserable as hell. They cannot be satisfied. Their heart is never contented. He said, don't turn away from it. If you want to prosper, don't turn away from the Torah. Don't turn away from what Yahweh says. I don't care which way wife goes or husband goes. Let them go. You keep what Torah says. Don't turn away from it. That word of Yahweh has not changed. I don't care if he spoke it 2,000 years ago. It has not changed. He said, don't turn away from the Torah. Yahweh spoke that explicitly to Yahshua. Don't turn away. Let Israel, let them rebel in their lying ways. Let them walk the way they do, but don't you turn away from it. You don't turn away, you'll prosper. That's why Yahshua said, as far as me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh. We're going to obey Torah. We're going to walk in what Torah teaches us and what Torah instructs us in. That's why I told him to be strong. Yahweh told him to be strong. And be of courage. In the face of all things that transpire, those that turn against you, you be strong. And you be of tremendous courage. Don't turn from the left. Well, that seems so difficult. Don't turn from that because it strikes you in the heart. Don't turn away from the Torah because it rips you, because it shows you your wicked ways. You ought to embrace that. Don't reject Torah because it shows you your vile sons and daughters. Shows you how vile you are. You don't reject Torah for that. Well, I don't believe Yahweh is like that. You're a fool. You don't know Yahweh. He says, I'm going to destroy you, your children, your infants and all. That's what he's going to do. For some reason you think that you're an infant. He tells you, parents, that if you are clean, that you are set apart, walking in his truth, that the child that you bring forth by the sanctification or the set apartness of the daddy or even the mother, that he will protect that child. We have homes today that are so filthy. The wife lies and the husband, they are in cahoots in their lies, and it's wrong. I want to tell all you something, brothers. You better know yourself, first of all, and your wife, too. If that's part of me, I will know. You understand that. And I will not defend Sister Roberts, no more than I will defend my sins. She's wrong, she's wrong. Now, I know some of you all are weak back and jelly, and men are that way because they want to spare them. No, if you love them, you will tell them the truth. All that Yahweh loved, every son that he brings unto him, does he correct them? Does he chasten them? That's love, isn't it? No, I will not. If Sister Roberts is wrong, I will deal with that more explicitly. I will deal with yours. Because some of you all are weak as jelly rolls. I say it that way. You have no strength to forbear anything at all. You can forbear folly and foolishness because you're full of that. As a dog returns back to his vomit, so does a fool return back to his ways. You watch them go back to the world, to the foolish ways, and they are controlled. Don't think that they are not controlled, brothers and sisters. They are controlled in every aspect of their life. They are controlled in what time they go to bed, what time they get up. They are controlled by how much rent they're going to pay, how much payment they're going to pay, how much food they're going to buy. They are controlled in every aspect. And yet they think they have a liberty, and they become more in bondage than they could ever think that they were. They think they're free to do what they want to. They're restrained and they have no liberties at all. It is either that's the truth or scripture's a lie. They don't have no liberties. A dog always goes back to his own vomit. He can throw it up now and 15 minutes later he'll go back and eat it up. Or they may say that I love Yahweh for a period of time, and they will always go back to the world. The world is going to overcome you. And they will always go back to the things. They will all, believe me, my brothers and my sisters, they will always go back to those things. They will always go back to them. And the same power that dominated in the realm of that family, it will take and overtake the sons and the daughters, and they will do same things, the same things that mama did, daddy did, grandmama, great-granddaddy. That's what happens. You're not even supposed to get that which is right to a dog. Now, what is he talking about? Is he still talking about a four-legged canine? He's showing us what a four-legged canine is. And a fool and those that turn away from Torah, that what they are of the equivalence of a dog. Torah teaches you how to work your mouth and how to be quiet. It teaches you to be virtuous. We as an assembly of the people ought to be virtuous. And a woman should be virtuous. And you will know it's because she works with her hands. She shuts her wicked, damnable, trashy mouth. I don't care if it's a trashy white mouth or trashy black. It makes no difference at all. It's the same. The sister that wrote Sister Roberts, she saw our pictures on the web. I want all your sisters in here on Monday because I want those articles read. You sister that read good, I want you to read them. I got them printed out. Beautiful articles she wrote. I really enjoy them. I read every last one of them. I kind of critiqued some of the change. I didn't change the wording. I just kind of dressed some of them up. But I want you to hear what she said, all right? So a dog has nothing. When scripture talks about a dog, it talks about the dogs of the physical nature. And it shows us the description of dogs. It shows us when a man is so impure. Do you understand when you're so impure, there's nothing that comes out of you pure? When you're so filthy, everything comes out of you is full of stench. Your words are full of poisonous, as a poison asp. It's never anything of strength. It's always a piercing, always trying to kill. That's what a fool is. They're always trying to kill.